Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Pope Benedict died on December 31, 2022. He was 95 years old. Is there any significance to his death, prophetically speaking? Now, BBC News wrote on December 31, Pope Benedict XVI led the Catholic Church for fewer than 8 years, until in 2013 he became the first pope to resign since Gregory XII in 1415. In recent years, the Pope Emeritus became something like a lightning rod for some opposed to him. There had been speculation that Pope Francis, who himself has been suffering ill health, had been contemplating stepping down, but he was reluctant to do so if that meant there would be 3 popes in Rome. For much of Benedict's papacy, the Catholic Church faced allegations, legal claims, and official reports into decades of child abuse by priests. Now, let me just say that there has been wide speculation as to why exactly Pope Benedict retired or resigned. Was it his health? Was it his grief over the scandals within the Catholic Church? Was it his concern for a lack of unity in the Church, fearing that he couldn't do anything about it? We just don't know. The Daily Mail wrote on December 31. He was elected Pope on April 19, 2005, to succeed the widely popular Pope John Paul II, who reigned for 27 years. Benedict, as the first German pope in 1,000 years, acknowledged that he was a weak administrator. And then, notice this article by the Wall Street Journal, dated January 4. The death of Pope Benedict, after a decade in retirement, has ended an extraordinary arrangement. While Francis has already taken a markedly different tack than his predecessor, he may feel even freer to do so now. According to Cardinal Joseph Zen, a former bishop of Hong Kong, Pope Benedict was a restraining influence on Pope Francis on more than one occasion. In particular, he cites the decision of Pope Francis in 2020 not to make it easier to ordain married men as priests. What he's saying is that due to Benedict's influence, Pope Francis made that decision. One of the late Pope's closest confidants, Archbishop Georg Genswein, has confirmed that Benedict privately disapproved of Francis' 2021 decision to impose restrictions on the use of the traditional Latin Mass, which largely undid Benedict's lifting of restrictions in 2007. So Pope Benedict was a controversial pope. Of course, so is Pope Francis today. But here's an article by AFP dated December 31. Benedict had previously served as a church's chief doctrinal enforcer, earning the nickname God's Rottweiler, or Panzer Cardinal, and a reputation as a generally conservative thinker on theological issues. He made waves during a 2009 trip to the Holy Land, where he called for a two-state solution for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. He staunchly defended traditional Catholic teaching against abortion and gay marriage. Benedict rejected the ordination of women and marriage for priests, and described same-sex relationships as destroying the essence of the human creature, drawing criticism for making the Church look out of touch. He angered the Muslim world with a speech in 2006 in which he appeared to endorse the view that Islam is inherently violent, sparking deadly protests in several countries, as well as attacks on Christians. In 2009, he offended Jews by lifting the excommunication of a Holocaust-denying bishop. AIDS activists were angered when, on a trip to Africa, Benedict said condom use could be aggravating the crisis. However, he later became the first pope to sanction their use under certain circumstances to prevent HIV infection. He failed to stamp the authority on the Curia, the church's governing body, and he also appeared to have lost control of his own household. In 2012, his butler leaked secret papers to the media, an act of betrayal which profoundly saddened the pontiff. His papacy was also marred by a money laundering scandal at the Vatican Bank, which exposed infighting among Benedict's closest allies. Now, predictions are being made that Pope Francis will have a free reign since Benedict, the restraining influence, died. Some might even refer to a passage in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 7 to back up that claim. However, that passage is usually mistranslated in English Bibles. We have prepared a free article which explains the meaning of that verse, which doesn't seem to apply to the death of former Pope Benedict. The article is posted on our website, and it is titled, Who or What Restrains or Holds Back the Manifestation of the Man of Sin? Now, others proclaim that Pope Francis will also resign soon, and another pope will take his place. Quote-unquote prophecies by Nostradamus are being circulated, allegedly claiming that 2023 will witness the resignation of the current pope, Pope Francis, and the arrival of a bad pope, or kind of an antichrist. Other quote-unquote prophets have declared that the last pope will be black and adopt the name of Peter. Now, we need to be careful not to jump on these quote-unquote predictions. First of all, Nostradamus' proclamations were extremely vague, and their interpretations were many times wrong. Furthermore, Nostradamus and other quote-unquote prophets were in no way godly inspired. Now, if there was any inspiration at all, it would have been satanic. And demons, even though they might know the future, are lying spirits. You can never be sure whether what they say is a lie or, on occasion, the truth. That is why the Bible tells us not to consult demons or people under demonic influence. What we must do is to watch. In due time, God's people will understand exactly when and how prophesied events will unfold and who the key players will be. Thanks for watching. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.